This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
Hey, Bachelor Nation, it's Susan and Kathy here from The Golden Bachelor. I'm sure you remember us.
They better remember us. We were both trying to date the same guy. And as the world now knows, neither one of us got Gary, but that's we okay. Got each other.
Yes, we do. Kathy, do you remember that first night? And we started to bond from that moment on. Do you believe how far we've come?
I do remember it, Susan. And I remember feeling this instant, I like this woman. I want to know her better. I think we could be really good friends. And look where we've come. Do you remember us laughing that night and talking? We shared so many stories that first night about our children and our families. It was crazy.
Getting to know each other. But do you remember when the night nurse, I would call her, would say, ladies, it's got to be lights out. And I remember screaming out, do you really think turning the lights off is going to make us shut up?
And do you remember you and I were talking and some of the other women were trying to sleep and you and I just kept talking and talking. Yes. And we'd wake up in the morning and we'd start talking again right before you started doing my hair. Thank you.
And look at us now.
I just say, how many months have we known each other? I always say you and I are sisters from another mother.
I believe it.
We love each other. We take care of each other. When we're talking, I know if something's going on in your life that's bothering you, you give me great advice. I give you even better advice.
I mean, you always use the word zip it. And what do I say? Shut the f*** up.
You know what? I'm going to train you to get that word out of your vocabulary. Men
don't
like
it. Happen. Oh, well.
That's why you're single, Susan. Let's be honest.
This is probably why. But I gained a friend for life.
You have a friend in me for life. You do.
I think there was a song about that, wasn't there? Some kind of...
If you're going to ask me to hum...
You got a friend in me?
You've got a friend in me. That is the song. I don't know. I just think how lucky were we... There were 22 women in that house, and you and I found each other right off the bat, and I am so grateful for that opportunity of meeting you, and look where we've gotten to. Look where we are. I don't think I could imagine a life without you anymore.
Aw, I love that. I feel blessed. I really do. But everything ended up perfectly.
And that's where we are right now. We are so excited. I know I am, to have our new podcast, Bachelor Happy Hour, Golden Hour. We are going to talk about everything, Susan. Relationships, heartbreak, sex, love, sex again. We're going to talk about things that really matter to people. And you and I, we know no limits.
And what it's like to look for love at this stage of our lives. I mean, it's different than when we were younger. It's totally different. I look at it differently. The things that I want from a partner are totally different than I thought about when I was 30. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. How about when we're out together, Kathy, all the people, when we went to the golf tournament in Carmel? Was that not amazing? The fans, what they shared with us?
That is the first of all, they love to see us, but I know you've heard it as much as I have. They always say how we've changed their lives, we've made them have hope again, that they feel like love is in their future, they're getting up off the sofa, they're living their life, they feel energized again. And to me, when you and I are together, they see our friendship, and that's mm-hmm. important, but they mm-hmm. also see that we really are who we say we are. We love life, we love each other, we love, we want them to feel the same energy that exactly. we feel.
Most of the DMs, as we were talking about earlier, were not from men, but women sharing their experience and saying how much they enjoy seeing us together and what we've grown to be in a friendship. And they start sharing with me about their problems and their struggles, whether it was a divorce or cancer or children. Yeah. And I'm answering them back. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
The whole message out of this show for me, and I'm sure you as well.
Let's say it together. Hope.
Hope. Yeah. But to reach the people that have given up in their 60s. It's not too late. Like I've quoted 1,000 times, it's the best chapter.
Yeah.
It really is.
I will tell you, I've had people who have come up to me that, you know, are struggling with cancer, mm-hmm. a terrible divorce, the loss of a child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you and I feel the same way. We want those people to feel hope again and find happiness again, because you and I are living proof that even though we've both had some tough things in our life, we both love life mm-hmm. and we enjoy every moment that we have. And that's what we want everyone else to do.
And that's what we're here for, to make you guys feel better, give you some advice, whether you don't know what to do in the dating world or you just want to share some heartfelt things with us. We're here.
I think my favorite part, Susan, is going to be that we're going to hear from you, Bachelor Nation, our listeners. We want to hear all of your questions about love and relationships and anything else that you feel like you want our help with. You can send any questions or comments to bachelornation.com, or you can DM us on Bachelor Happy Hours Instagram. And you know what? Maybe we'll get some DMs from some guys too.
Yeah, you never know.
I would really like to interview some of the younger bachelorettes. I just feel like our perspectives are so different. They're young and they're starting out their lives.
And I'd like to hear what they have to say and see what the differences are. Exactly.
Absolutely. I think their perspective is important. And I think just the combination of us talking to them and us hearing what they've been going through, I think that'd be really interesting for listeners.
And I think everybody saw me give Rachel advice on Joey's season. That was so heartwarming. And the feedback that I got as far as the internet goes was really great. People agreed that I touched base.
So I think, Susan, you gave great advice, as you always do. But
thank you.
Come on, we're both still looking for Mr. Right. So everybody out there, kids, your grandkids, your uncles, your stepfathers, your next door neighbor, feel free to send in your applications to us.
Oh, seriously, we definitely want those. We will review them carefully. And if there's somebody out there that wants to date my girl, Kathy, I'll pull that right aside and check everything really good on your application, and I'll set that up for you.
You know what? I love you to pieces, and I'm going to go through your applications, but I got to be honest. If there's a really good guy that wants you, I'm taking him anyway.
Of course you would. I'm going to have to get them all first. Okay, let's get into some of the topics that we are going to talk about on this show.
Let's just go through some of these questions and see where we stand on them. What do you say?
Sounds good. Let's answer them.
Sex on the first date, Susan, yes or no? Absolutely not.
No. Absolutely. Traveling with someone you've only been dating a few weeks, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You got to know them a little bit, right?
Okay, here's one for you. Would you date a guy 40 years younger than you are? Please 40? Tell me.
No.
40. No.
No.
Good
definitely
answer.
Not.
Love it.
How about if you realize really soon into a relationship that your partner's a huge slob? Would that be a deal breaker?
You and I are neatniks, so we know the answer to that. That is a huge no.
I don't think I could do it.
Not even.
I don't think I could do it.
All right. Would you offer to split the bill with a man on a first date?
Definitely.
Yeah, me too.
You know, in my past from dating, if I knew I was never going to see this guy again, I would insist on paying half.
You know what I do? If I know I'm never going to see this guy again, I say, I have a bus to catch. Could you please bring the bill now? All right. Would you sign up for another reality show?
Amen. Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Best experience ever. I encourage all the people listening, sign up. You just never know.
I think it should be a reality show. Susan and Kathy, and we fight over the same man. What do you say?
Oh, God. How about traveling the world looking for love? I'll do any of the above.
Oh, I'm into that. I will definitely do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't mind if he just sends in the first letter. How about that? What if it's the first mail that we receive and it's somebody that it's interested in one of us?
Then you're going to have to handle this podcast by yourself because I'm going to be off traveling the world with him.
No, you're not.
All right. So let's get into all that on the podcast. I want you all to be sure to listen to Bachelor Happy Hours Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning March 28th.
Don't you love Golden Hour? Is that not a perfect name?
Can I just tell you, Susan, you know this, but for the rest of you out there, the Golden Hour is my favorite time of day. And I'm going to tell you why, because everything is magical at that golden hour. It is everything. The light is different. It's beautiful. And that's where our life is going. It's golden. It's beautiful. It's open to change. I love the name Golden Hour.
I do too, especially at a perfect sunset. But ladies and gentlemen, everybody listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.